All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech Ego. I'm sure you are connected wherever you are. Maybe you are watching on Facebook or listening on radio through frequency or through the app or the website. You are welcome. My name is Franz and I'll be with you till 12 o'clock. And before we cross over to, there is of course a meeting of the Namibian Local Business Association. I would want to touch some of the development on some of the developments that are trending in 2022, some of the tech developments that are going to be trending in 2022. Remember, we are just this is the 17th of the third month, so this is we are still in the early days of the year. So, but we will discuss the issue of some trending. Yesterday I was talking about dangers of not moving with time, the dangers of resistance as far as change is concerned. And today I move further in. And of course I will end the presentation of this show on tomorrow, and then of course my colleague Dwight will come on Monday. He will come, and I might be joining with you. I might be joining him from now and then in tech because of the developments in Ukraine. Today we will look at the development in the artificial intelligence. So we will look at the development in artificial intelligence. That are seven type of artificial intelligence that will be trending in 2022. I repeat, seven different types of artificial intelligence that will be trending in 2022. And without wasting time, we start with number one, and that is an augmented workforce. That is an augmented workforce. You know, we talk about augmented reality. It's AR. It's not affirmative reposition. We are talking about augmented reality. There has always been fears that machines will take over, the robotics will take over and leave human beings redundant. But as companies learn to navigate the process of creating data and artificial intelligence, companies that are involved into navigating in creating artificial intelligence literate or data and artificial intelligence literate teams will find themselves working alongside machines. So you'll find yourself working alongside or with machines that use smart and cognitive functionalities. And that is to boost your own, to boost your own abilities and skills. So the example of this is in marketing. People are already using, tools. They are using tools that help them determine what type of leads that are worth pursuing. And they also use tools to determine what the customers like and what they don't like, and to also collect and analyze data from customers. So that's already one of the things that is being used. And we all see that most customers or most companies that are big, especially in businesses, big businesses, are already working with what we call application programming interfaces. Those are bot softwares that help them. For example, if you get into some shops, you will hear a bot software or an application programming interface speaking and even using natural language. They use NPL technology, that is natural language processing technology. You hear, when you are in a queue, you hear teller 4 or next customer at teller 6, next customer at teller 7. But at that teller, at that teller or at that till, there is a human being helping you, but a human being is working alongside or with that machine. So the notion that humans will lose their jobs to machines or to the robotics, I think it is going to be changing. It's going to be nullified by the fact that there are companies that are busy navigating around machines. And they are busy creating an artificial intelligence and data literate team that is able to work alongside machines. And these machines are made to be smart. They are cognitive. I remember I think it was August in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about the technology called the codography. When we were looking at the electronic encephalogram devices. So you remember that. I know that those are deeper technological terms. But with artificial intelligence literacy, so what is needed here for you to be able to work alongside machines and robotics, for you not to lose your job and become redundant, what you need here, you need artificial intelligence literacy. And this is what I've been talking about yesterday, and I said that here, Minister Pierre Mosherenga has to forgive me. It's not actually him, but it was his predecessor, Minister Stanley Smatta. 6 years ago, when they came up with digital terrestrial transformation. And there was actually poor mobilization from government to mainstream the transformation process. They only limited it to NBC decoder, which became a mess at the end of the day, because of course they are decoders, but they just became a mess because they didn't achieve that's not transformation. So when you switch from analog to a decoder, that's not transformation. That's just a change, a switch. But if you want to understand what transformation is, what digital transformation is when you are able to convert a medical passport, which is a paper, into soft copy, into electronic, and come up with an electronic database in a hospital where I'm just supposed to go there and just give you my ID number, and when you enter in there, you can find my medical history. That's transformation. Where I don't need to be carrying my ID from one ministry to the other. I literally just need to pop in, and then you log in. All my details are in the government domain. That's what transformation is. So, until we reach that point, we are not yet transformed. Of course, the Ministry of Information Communication Technology did their best, but they limited the transformation, like I said yesterday, to only decoders. So how many people use those decoders now? We have Netflix now. It's just a matter of signing up, having an account, you pay. And you are watching series that are not on those decoders. So those decoders, in the long run, they will prove to be useless. But the plan is good. But it was limited, it was narrowed to decoders only. The Ministry of Education did not transform. Ministry of Health did not transform. The women that sit in the Home Affairs offices, they're writing birth certificate. They don't understand what transformation is. That's why they send you around to go and collect papers from your headman. I've never heard that. But in the North, it happens. So in the North, you need a baptismal certificate and a letter from your headman. So it seems that every home affairs office has its own regulations. So that is a mess that was created because there is no literacy. It is a mess that was created because there is no literacy. So there was a misplaced political will here. I'm sorry to say this, but there was a misplaced political will. The plan is good, but it was only limited to television. It was limited to television, and that's it. So when you get your decoder, you are still required to go and pay license, which means it's manual. You need to pay your license. So they couldn't create a digital platform which can help them trace their users and come up with new digital mechanisms on how they can make money from licenses. They can even come up with a digital license. They failed because of illiteracy. So there is a digital illiteracy in government officials, in government offices. And therefore, even if you come up with a plan to say we are going to transform and fourth industrial revolution that is looming, you will have no way to go because a bunch of technocrats don't even understand what they are supposed to do. So we are going for a short break. And we'll be back, but just drop us a comment. If you are busy watching us on Facebook, drop us a comment. What do you think should be done? Drop us a comment. You don't need to agree with me. You can even disagree as long as what you are saying is your own opinion. But let's go for a short break. We'll be right back.
What is your take?
Let all of us sit around the table, discuss our differences.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, we come back, and it is 21 minutes past. It is 21 minutes past past 11. I don't know why. Sometimes my words are swallowed. All right. Like I said, we might be crossing over now to another segment. Let's just go for a short break, and we'll be right back with you again. We'll just go for a short break, then we'll
be
right back.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says
to
fire,
our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of...
All right, sorry for that lengthy break there. Of course, we were trying to get hold of Mr. Kanu Amadhira on the issue of Naloba. And... we will be in touch with him. We are just waiting for him to just pick up. Right. But we continue. So the issue of digital literacy, the digital illiteracy can cost a country loss, a big loss. And, of course, it's a digital illiteracy that makes people think that when machine comes, many people will lose their jobs. But there are many opportunities that come with these new changes. There are many opportunities that will become, that can come with new changes. So we will keep trying. While we are continuing, we'll keep trying Mr. Kanu Amadhira while we are continuing with this discussion here. Of course, recently Naloba had to meet the president and they discussed, and we just want to hear what they discussed. We will just want to hear what they discussed. So we'll keep in touch. And we also want to hear whether...
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position.
All right, we continue, and we are talking about the consequences of digital illiteracy. And this topic I can continue tomorrow on the 7 artificial intelligence, the type that will change that will change our, you know, our way of doing things. And these are just trending. They are not yet enrolled. They are not yet part of us. But they will be in our daily operations very soon. Now, the number one on the list is augmented workforce. And this is a workforce that is exposed to, is a workforce that is exposed to artificial intelligence and data literacy, where people are taught, the teams are given an opportunity to skill up and scale up their work with using tools. They are using tools. To do works. Whether it is marketing or sales or design, they are using tool. They are using tools, and some of them even go to the point of collaboration, where they can just help you while you are wherever you are. They can just help you with tools such as TeamViewer and others. So those are the tools. But the teams that are not exposed to this, of course, will lose out when this get to be integrated into daily life as far as work is concerned. So that's the main difference here. The game changer here is not really about artificial intelligence. The game changer in all this is literacy. Do you understand? Do you know what you are doing? Do you understand what you are supposed to do? And how you are supposed to do it? Do you understand what you are doing and what you are supposed to do? Those are the key words that you need to have in your head. Do you understand what you are doing? Do you understand what you are supposed to do and how you are supposed to do your work? So, the only industry that seems to be behind is the industry of law, or industry of law, the lawyer, or maybe justice industry is the one that is behind, because there you, but still there can be tools that can be used, that can be designed to help a lawyer do his work properly. So, the law industry is the only one that is behind, but the healthcare industry, the most industrialized now is the financial industry. They have tools, they have applications, but e-health is also coming in, and we heard about e-justice and all that is coming on. And we hear many countries coming up with digital identification system, and we also have biometric authentication system. We have face recognition softwares and technologies. So those are tools. And sometimes you don't really know how you fit in. You don't really know how you fit in, but you will always fit in. You will always fit in. When you are literate. If you are literate, you will be able to know when to work alongside the machine, because you will discover your space. Unlike when you are not when you are illiterate, of course, you will just pack and go home. When you are illiterate, not knowing how to read and write, that's not what I mean. I mean technology or digital literacy. And this is a threat to many people, especially who work in government offices. For example, if you find a machine that can process birth certificate in real time, most of our sisters and their brothers who work there, they will lose their job, because all they sit there and they will tell you your ID is not here. But the person did not even check. So the person did not even check. He just tell you it is not here. So those are the people who lose their jobs because they are not with, they are not moving with time. They are not moving with time. So if machine comes in, they can find you. You just put in the code that you got, that paper that you get when you are waiting for your ID. You just dial, punch in the number. The machine will search it and will tell you, and your ID is here. So you sign for it, you are gone. So you only have fewer people that understand the system that will continue working. A lot of them will go home, not because there is no job for them, it's because they don't see the opportunity. I gave you an example that when phone came, when mobile phone flooded the market, the people that used to do pick a phone business, where you go and pay money to call somewhere, they lost. And most of them could not innovate to say, okay, now phones have come. I must start selling pouches for these phones because they will need covers. So I must venture into the business of selling the covers. And somebody say, oh, okay, I must now venture into fixing the phone, replacing the keypads. Or I must venture in selling airtime, because people will need airtime. And Wi-Fi came also, the people companies opened companies to say, we venture in, we become service providers. We become service providers, we now provide Wi-Fi. So when Wi-Fi came, some people decided we are going to create online, we are going to create YouTube. And when YouTube came, some people decided we are going to put content on YouTube so people can watch. We are going to do, and there is YouTube is now not only about entertainment, it's also a kind of a university, a college of its own. So some people decided we are going to come up with chatting platforms, WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Those are entertainment platforms. And some decided we are no longer going to move into theater. We are going to create online movie shelves. And that is where, of course, Netflix. Well, it is 20 minutes to 12, we supposed to have, of course, Mr. Kanwa Madhira. but then we will have him at a more convenient time. It seems that this time is not much convenient for him. He's caught up into other commitments there. But we will have him today at Home Run, where we'll engage him further in with this discussion of Naloba and the questions thereof. So, but if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-238-401. That's a number you can use. It's a number you can use to call in, but you can also reach us on Facebook. You can send us your comment. And we will be happy to hear from you. And when you send us a comment, tell us. You can even tell us where you are watching us from. It's very important. So, opportunities come with change. And change comes with opportunities, and we don't see it. We only see a threat. That this has come to threaten our business. So we don't see opportunities, we see threat. So, but if you come up with, imagine if the whole government sector was literate, was digitally literate. The whole, even the Ministry of Education would not have struggled with e-learning in 2020. They would not have, they will not have struggled with e-learning because they know, they understand they have programmers and coders in the ministry who code the Ministry of Education's applications. The Ministry of Education should have had already some applications that you can download on Play Store, some education applications. But because we were not ready, and we actually said we are going to resort to e-learning, and we were fine, but that was just a political statement, and it did not take us anywhere. Right? It did not take us anywhere. So it just took us into, a dark tunnel. But if we re-strategize, we can revisit that plan because it's a good plan of e-learning. It's a good plan. But infrastructures were not ready. We didn't have infrastructure on the ground to carry out e-learning. We did not have the enablers such as electricity, internet connectivity, network, and devices. Those are enablers. But if you just stand up in parliament and you say, tomorrow, e-learning, we kick off, you find out that even in school, in commerce region, which is the most industrialized area in Namibia, or region in Namibia, people will struggle because teachers don't have the tools. Learners don't understand. Teachers don't understand. Connectivity is another issue because you have other places where there is network but there is poor connectivity. Internet buffers. So when internet buffers, the connectivity, the upload, the download speed is very limited. It cannot handle the capacity that you want to create. It is 14 minutes past 14 minutes to 12. We shall go for a very short break again, and then after that we'll come and wrap up within that 14 minutes.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights.
Right, it's 12 minutes to 12. Well, we continue. So we are looking at creating an augmented workforce. Now, the advantage of creating an augmented workforce, which means a literate, a tech literate and a digital literate or digital savvy workforce, is that the more they are exposed to digital and technology, platforms and knowledge, the more they come up with plans and solutions that could really help. Most of the application that we are using now are coming from people who are digitally literate, who are tech savvy, who understand, and they come up with solutions. And most of these solutions that we are using are foreign solutions. So which means we don't have our own unique solutions. We don't have a unique solutions for our unique problems, because every country has its unique problem. So if you take a Chinese solution and come to apply it to a Namibian problem, then that will mean it is a mismatch. If there is any problem mathematics, that's a wrong equation that you are using. So that will mean you are busy creating a mismatch between your problem and the solution that you want to bring. Because you don't understand that your problem could be unique. So, but if we come up with a curriculum that is able to help us identify our problems and therefore come up with solutions that pertains our problems, we are going to be a country that is industrialized. So industrialized is, does not really mean that, does not only mean having tools to use or manufacturing goods. It also means knowing your problem and solving it. So countries that are industrialized, they are also industrialized in their problem solving processes. They understand their problems and they have identified their problems and they come up with solutions that are unique to the problem. Unique solution for their unique problem. Specific solution for a specific problem. That's what they come up with. So, we have our own tools. We have our own solutions. We have our own solution. We have our own problem. But then we apply wrong solutions to the problem. For example, the COVID-19 problem that came. Then we created e-learning, but it could not work because that we did not have enablers. Like I said, we did not have enablers. We don't have electricity in a lot of regions. There is no network in many places. And in places where there are networks, the connectivity is very low. So there is a low connectivity. And therefore, e-learning could not be successful. And not even in those places where they don't have telephone and computers and all that. Even in Windhoek, e-learning was not successful. Maybe to some private schools who already had one or two things in place. But I'm talking about government schools. It was difficult. Because teachers were not equipped beforehand to carry out that project. Everybody just heard it from the minister. And even the person who is seeing, who oversees the IT, the IT and technician specialist in the Ministry of Education, when he was presenting this at COVID-19 Communication Center, you could really tell that this guy doesn't understand what he's talking about. So you could really tell that he either just Googled things in the morning and just put pieces together and presented. So there was nothing. There was no muscle in what he was talking about. So that already shows you that you have a problem. And I said that I am very much interested in listening to what the Fourth Industrial Revolution Task Force will say to the president, because they are supposed to give feedback to him this April. So I'm very much interested in what they are going to say. I'm very much interested in their findings. So it's very critical. If you want to be industrialized, it is very critical to start with the workforce. Because industrialization will not be successful if you don't have a workforce that is literate. That if you don't have a workforce that understands the times and the type of tools that are necessary. So, one would really say that the minister came up with this law or advised cabinet from a privileged point of view. And she did not have much knowledge on what e-learning is. So she did not have much knowledge on what e-learning is. And that, it ended up blunderful. Because there are no enablers in many schools. So they decided to defend it. They successfully defended it. And then blunderfully implemented it and they resulted into failure. Categoric one. It's a catastrophic failure. So it was an apocalypse. So that was really apocalyptic. Because the people that are doing, that are supposed to carry out these tasks are not digital savvy. They are not technological savvy. They are not literate. And there is a problem in politicians of thinking that they know everything. We have a technology fraternity here in Namibia. We have people that know what, understand what technology is. I mean, how technology should work, and they know. Those are the people that were supposed to be consulted, that guys, what do you advise us? How do we do now? Because they are locked down. We are locking down. What measures do we put in to ensure that education continues? Those are the people that were supposed to tell you, look, you can't implement this because Hakafia, Hainengena, Ochechekwa, Korihas, Nununi, and a lot of places don't have those enablers. So you can't make it a Namibian, you can't declare that there must be an e-learning. Or maybe students in the universities can say we can design offline applications and that we can load the data for 6 months. Education toolkit that is offline to give to parents to be able to, so that the children may learn. But what about parents who don't have smartphones? So it when we are not digitally savvy, we come up with apocalyptic decisions that lends us into a disastrous and fresh zesty flavor in one perfect mouthful. Toffel Radler. It's beer, but extra. And not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Beer.
Right. So there's a Radler there. Yeah. They say enjoy it responsibly. I mean, if I don't know. A Radler, what is this? It's a German, it's a German drink. I could see, my colleague here when they were mentioning, when the beer thing came, he was smiling big time here. Right. So, when we are not literate, when we are digitally illiterate and technologically illiterate, we will even resist change when it comes because we feel that this is going to be a threat to our jobs. But those who are literate, they understand that this is another opportunity. And actually, I no longer need to report to the office. I'm going to be autonomous as long as I submit my work. Because it comes with an element of working independently. And even journalism is changing. So journalism is also changing. is working, is moving with time. Right, so we'll continue with this again tomorrow. There are six more that we have to discuss, and today we were looking at the augmented workforce, and tomorrow we'll continue with more. But yes, our time always have come to an end. And this is my second last tech show before my colleague Dwight comes. He's from Monday. My colleague Dwight will be taking over from me with a tech show. And, of course, I will be with you with Home Run, Realm of the Historics, and any other show. Of course, because here we flow like water. We are unlimited. So let's go for a short break, and after a short break, I'll come and say my bye-byes.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes.
Mm.
Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. It's my time to say goodbye. Oh, yeah, man.
Are you not coming back, Owen?
There is a see you later.
Yeah, when you say goodbye, it means you're not coming back.
And, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, friends.
How are you, Sally?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Very good.
How was the show?
The show was good. Today we're talking about creating an augmented workforce.
What does augment mean, number one?
An augmented workforce literally means just a digital, it's a data and artificial intelligence literate workforce.
Can you explain to me like I'm just learning English?
Like people who are, okay.
I'm there like, I'm not going to pretend. What?
people who understand what the, how to deal with data okay. and artificial intelligence. That involves
a workforce of people.
Yeah, okay. Tools, solutions, applications, mm-hmm. softwares, and all that.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, because for many years people used to say robots and machines will come and replace human beings. Mm. But there is a solution to it. You just need to understand how data works. And you also need to understand artificial intelligence. You need to be savvy in it. Once you are savvy, you can then work alongside with machines.
I see. Yeah, that's why, is that what they call STEM? I don't know. There's a term called STEM that basically represents like a bunch of subjects that us in this new age should have. I think they call them STEM skills.
Yes.
And the M stands for mathematics, science, technology, and encryption or something.
Yeah,
Yes. And they say that that's one of the much needed skills to survive in, you know, today's industry because a lot of things are going digital. But yeah, it's quite interesting. You know, I wonder if there are some jobs that you really can't. I don't know if they're going to get robots to do radio as well.
No, they'll always be, they are working on that, but they thought they are working on that. But
I'm going to start dating a robot.
That, but it will require, you know, it requires, actually the most commodity that is going to be in fourth industrial revolution. It's empathy, sympathy.
Okay.
Those are the commodities that are going to be
needed.
And that, unfortunately, artificial intelligence cannot offer those.
Yeah.
They are just humans.
I don't know. I really, and I know that you're probably going to think I'm like making a joke or something. But there's not even on my side. But, I want us to talk about like just robots in general. We've seen them, you know, going into different parts of life. Like we've seen them being assistants. We, you know, just today I read a story about this guy who wants to marry, a robot that he created and fell in love with. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm going to have to fight with machinery as well, or if the guys are going to fight with machinery as well to, you know, because companionship is also being looked for in robots.
Yeah, I mean, I've done extensive research on sex robots, on what they are coming to come and they are coming to do, or what they are supposed to do. But up to now, from an ethical point of view, from a technological ethical point of view, they are limited because they are algorithm based, which means they are not spontaneous as a human brain
be.
So they will not really be
human connection.
Yeah. The companionship will be there for 2-3 days because it's something that you just got. But after that, you start to miss
the touch,
that human touch. Mm. That is, yeah, because that's where empathy and sympathy will come in because artificial intelligence and fourth industrial revolution, that world, is going to have the most frustrated people ever been in the world. Because people are going to be working on them, on their own, working at home, and they are just with their machines and their devices. So that human socialism kind of lifestyle will die.
Yeah.
And they are going to be the most depressed. It's going to be the most depressed generation.
Okay, well, at least you kind of almost convinced me to not buy, what's the, I don't want to say that word, my mom is listening. Sex, I'm joking. Thank you, Francis.
don't forget that most sex robots now that are being made are more female, so they are more for men.
No, we've already had our own robots.
You guys have had your own stuff, but men were left out. So now they are now coming to have.
Yeah, you guys created a whole body and women. We just,
They created the whole body and like a voice and everything. anyway, let's not get into biology.
As a belief, though.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position, mm-hmm, to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained.